This is Ozarks at Large, and downtown Bentonville is preparing for a month-long salute to the arts. The June Arts and Culinary Festival launches with a big arts fete on the 1st and pretty much doesn't allow for rest until the 30th, when Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art will host a free informal drawing session. In between, there are garden tours, film screenings, art tours of the collection at 21C, concerts, and special culinary events at downtown restaurants. In all, there are 55 occasions to celebrate the arts in the city in 30 days.
Take a look around. Just come on up and see what's going on. There's going to be something going on every day and every night, practically.
Thomas Merritt, a Bentonville native, has owned an art gallery in the city and is informally tagged as the art czar of Bentonville. He says one of the cornerstone events is the annual art walk scheduled for Friday and Saturday, June 7th and 8th. Held on the town square, Thomas Merritt says the art walk is a way to have artists meet people that might not have the time or inclination to always seek out a gallery.
Well, that's pretty much the culture we're trying to create at the moment. I opened a gallery a couple of years ago, and because it's being turned into something even greater, I don't have the gallery anymore. But that doesn't mean we have plenty of opportunities, and we hear it from both sides, from the artists and from the patrons and the buyers and the art lovers. Where can we get together and enjoy each other's work and what we have to offer? We are continually creating more and more opportunities, whether it be the art walk, the new program we're starting called Around the Block, which we'll probably talk about another time, which will be something we continue on through the season on Thursday nights.
Downtown Bentonville is the organization that oversees the June Arts and Culinary Festival, but the art walk predates its creation. Becky McCoy began the art walk in 2003 when National Main Street Association representatives were planning to visit Bentonville. She says the local Main Street program was anticipating the arrival.
And they wanted something happening in Bentonville. And so they asked me to brainstorm. And we had actually several empty spaces in downtown Bentonville at the time. And we had some retail spaces. And so we just got a committee together and put artists inside businesses and made it an actual art walk. And we had music inside there and everything. I think we drew from very local artists because it was a no fee, please come, we love your work.
That single event blossomed into a regular activity on designated Mondays. And since then, Downtown Bentonville Incorporated was created, Crystal Bridges opened, and the population boomed. Suddenly, arts and galleries began to become a vital part of the city's profile.
It was also about the infrastructure, about creating opportunities for artists to sell their work, to make a living in Bentonville, and that was really an underscore part of this festival.
Daniel Hintz is the executive director of Downtown Bentonville. He says the core of the celebration is about not putting arts in a single spotlight, but integrating arts 365 days a year into a civic conversation.
Art needs to be part of the everyday. I think that's good for the community, it's good for people's psyches, good for people's souls. And the art walk, which, you know, very grateful for Becky to just keep grinding through, as you talked about that, for how many years, 12 years, just pushing through. But it's just good for a community. And I think Bentonville, with, you know, the partnership of these two great people, as well as folks like Boyce Billingsley, who's been a community partner of ours, Crystal Bridges, and even to Cox Communications, which has jumped on board to help us with the whole art and culinary festival itself. It takes a community to do this.
Becky McCoy, the architect of those first art walks, says often artists can use such a boost.
When you're so involved and you're so creative, the marketing side of what you do is usually a downside. You don't exactly know how to do that. And just to have them come and show whether they are selling anything at all. A lot of artists come back, or people come back, they don't buy that night. Maybe they're in a hurry, they're doing something, but they've come. And they do a commission later because they remembered your work. So it's just invaluable to artists to get out there and be out there, no matter what, whether they sell or they don't.
The Art Walk, part of the June Arts and Culinary Festival in Bentonville, is Friday, June 7th from 4 until 9 p.m. and Saturday, June 8th from 9 until 2. You can learn more about the Art Walk and the entire festival at downtownbentonville.org.
The IRS and the Justice Department come under fire for harassment of the Tea Party and the press, respectively. Hillary Clinton takes more heat on Benghazi. And in Massachusetts, Republican Gabriel Gomez gains on Democrat Ed Markey. I'm Neil Conan, political junkie Ken Rudin, plus former DNC chair Howard Dean on the future of the Democratic Party. Next, Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation coming up next here on KUAF 91.3 FM.